Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
Among many people today, there is much debate and discussion concerning the future of the nation of Israel. Some believe that God is finished with that nation because of their sin, because of their disobedience, because of their rebellion against Him, because of their rejection of their Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And they believe that the church has now taken the place of those people of God. While others believe that in a future day, God will open the minds and the hearts of the people in that nation, and they will see the truth that Jesus is, in fact, the Messiah, their Messiah. And many from that nation will weep and mourn and turn from their unbelief and turn to Christ as their Savior with His law written in their hearts. And if there is any question concerning what God has planned for His people, that question is answered for us in Zechariah chapter 10. As we are also told in Romans chapter 11, where it says that God has not cast off His people. He has not rejected them. By His grace, a remnant will be saved and grafted back into a place of blessing. So, in verse 1 of Zechariah chapter 10, the prophet Zechariah says that in a future day, the people of God will ask for the blessing of rain from the Lord at the time of the spring rain in order to water their fields. And the Lord who makes the storm clouds, the one who makes the thunder and the lightning, will give you that rain, he says. He will give you those abundant showers, as we are also told in Isaiah chapter 35, where it says, the desert will blossom with vegetation in the field. There will be streams of water in the desert, it says in Isaiah 43, verse 19. God will bring a harvest of blessing to each man, a harvest of physical blessing and a harvest of spiritual blessing to those who believe. What a day that will be. But for today, as we well know, wickedness and unbelief dominate the people of this world. For the teraphim, he says in verse 2, the idols of wood and of stone, the idols that are in our heart, they all speak iniquity to us. Aven in Hebrew. They lead us down the path of wickedness. And sadly, today, many people are being led down that path. And the diviners, kassam in Hebrew, the fortune tellers, those who claim to know the way to go, those who claim to know the truth, they only lead us away from the Lord. They claim to see and to understand spiritual truth. But God says they are blinded by the enemy, so they only see lying visions. Sheker in Hebrew. They deceive, and they are being deceived. And so they bring false hope to the people. And they tell of their false dreams, but they comfort the people in vain, it says. Shav in Hebrew. Their words are empty, just like a well without water. Therefore, the people, and yes, sometimes even the people of God, wander around like lost sheep. They are afflicted, it says. Anach in Hebrew. They are oppressed. They are spiritually weak because there is no shepherd who speaks the truth to them, even from among them. So, God tells us, my people are in danger. They are in danger from predators. They are helpless. And in your pride and in your selfishness, God points out, you have used my people for yourselves. You have used them for your own benefit. And so the Lord warns them in verse 3, and he says, my anger, af in Hebrew, the fury of my wrath is kindled against those false shepherds. I burn with rage. And so I will bring judgment down upon those false teachers. And he adds, I will punish the male goats. And who are they? Well, that's a term for the leaders who have allowed the people of God to be deceived. So, male goats, beware. For the Lord of hosts has visited his flock, the house of Judah, he says in verse 3, and he will protect his own. And so though they are like sheep, he will make them like his majestic horse in battle, a royal horse. The Lord himself will strengthen them. And so from them will come the cornerstone. The cornerstone. Who is that? Well, Isaiah 28:16 reminds us that it is the Messiah. It's a title for the Messiah. The Messiah will come from them. He is their foundation. He is the source of their stability. He is a precious stone. A stone that will crush the enemies of God. And from them will come the tent peg, it says in verse 4. Yathed in Hebrew. The nail. A nail which was found in the middle of a tent, which supported the beam, which allowed the tent to stand. That's an interesting way to put it, isn't it? Christ is that nail. He is in the midst of his people, and all strength and all power, all stability rests on him. He alone allows us to stand. And from them, from his people, will come the bow of battle. God himself will fight for his people. And so from them, from his people, every ruler, every oppressor will come under the authority of Christ. Yes, all of them together will fall, and only he will stand. Only he will rule and reign. And the people of God will be as mighty men, we are told in verse 5, treading down bus in Hebrew, trampling underfoot the enemy in the mire, in the mud of the streets in battle. And the people of God will fight for the Lord, and he will be with them. And the riders on the horses who come against his people, they will be put to shame, it says, bush in Hebrew. They will be covered in disgrace. People of God are on the winning side. And the Lord adds this in verse 6, I will strengthen them. They are weak, but I will strengthen them. Gaver in Hebrew. I will magnify the house of Judah in the south, so they will prevail. And I will save the house of Joseph in the north, and I will deliver them from oppression. And I shall bring all of them back to the land that I promised to them, because I have had compassion on them. Raham in Hebrew. I will show love and mercy to them. We are thankful that the Lord shows love and mercy to us who belong to him. And they will be as though I had not rejected them at all, it says. Zarah, as though I had not cast them off and excluded them because of their sins. Their sins will be forgiven. Their sins will be forgotten. For I am the Lord their God, he says. And I will answer them. When they call to me, when they cry out in despair. And Ephraim, he says in verse 7, another name for Israel, will be like a mighty man, and their heart and their spirit will be glad. They will shout for joy as if from wine. Indeed, he says, even their children will see the hand of God in their midst, and so they also will be glad. And their heart will rejoice in the Lord. This is good news, isn't it? Good news for us. Good news for those from the nation of Israel who will be saved. So the Lord says in verse 8, I will whistle for them. Sharach in Hebrew. I will give them a signal as if I was gathering a swarm of bees, it says in Isaiah 7:18. I will call out to them like a shepherd who calls out to his flock of sheep, in order to gather them together. For I have redeemed them, he says. Pada, I have ransomed them. I have rescued them from their sin, and they will flourish. So they will be as numerous, as abundant, as they were before they left the land of Egypt, when I scattered them, Zarech, when I sowed them like seed among the nations, among the people of this world. And they will remember me. They'll remember me in those far away countries, in those distant lands. And they, with their children, will live. And they will come back to me. And I will bring them back to the land from the land of Egypt. I will bring them back from these places. From Assyria, he says, I'll bring them back, and I will bring them into the land of Gilead. in the north and the land of Lebanon in the east. So many people that there will be no room for them. No room will be found for them. And on their behalf, God says in verse 11, I will pass through the sea of distress, Sarah, the sea of affliction and of anguish and of pain. And I will strike the waves of the sea and remove all obstacles from them so that all the depths of the Nile will dry up and the pride and the arrogance of Assyria will be brought down to the ground. God will act on behalf of his people. And the scepter, the power, the authority, the dominion of Egypt will depart from them as well. And I will strengthen my people in the Lord, in my strength and in my name. And someday they will walk as messengers of God, as messengers of Christ in that day of tribulation, and they will lead many to faith in him, declares the Lord. This is the future of Israel, of the true Israel. This is the road of glory, the road to glory in the kingdom of God, the future for those who belong to Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.